Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Patience is kind of like a fuse that is lit up on top, and a fuse that goes all the way down to the explosive down below. Now, what you want is a long fuse. That way you can manage and endure the challenges that come your way in life. Kind of like when that dog makes its mess on the carpet in your house right after you've cleaned it. It's a small deal, but it's a deal. It takes up some of that fuse and frustrates you. Kind of like when you receive an unexpected bill in the mail when money is tight. It's not a big deal, but it is a deal. It can take up a little bit more of that fuse. It can annoy and frustrate life. Kind of like when your friend calls you and it gets a little more serious and they share that they have a chronic health problem. Maybe you have a relative like that. And the fuse is taken pretty much all the way down to the explosive. Then it could just be a minor thing that comes your way, like that person in front of you on the highway, driving out onto the wing and nearly clipping your car. That's a big thing, but that little thing could really cause an explosion in your car out of your behavior. That explosion could then be taken home as you go home to your family and your spouse. That explosion could continue into the next day or even the next week. What you don't want is to walk around your entire life with a short fuse. Maybe you know someone that's got a short fuse. Be sure to not nudge the person next to you as you listen to this online worship this morning. You want a long fuse. You know, my illustration here about patience is actually quite close to the biblical understanding of the virtue of patience. There are two words for the word patience in the Bible. One is translated as long-suffering. You find that in the King James Version. But there's another word for patience, which oftentimes is translated as endurance. And that's the word that's used in our New Testament reading from Romans chapter 5. Paul says these words: "We rejoice in our sufferings, for our sufferings produce endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. Hope does not put us to shame," Paul says. You know, patience and endurance, that those are important parts of what Paul explains to be living a life fed with the Holy Spirit. It's important for character formation, for who we are. So, the direct question for you this morning is this: how are you dealing and how are you doing with patience? How long is your personal fuse? Now, one thing's for certain, and that is that there are societal pressures outside of you that is causing your fuse to be a little shorter that I want to point out here in this message. One is that the world that we live in teaches that we must have instant gratification. That's going to hurt your patience. Take, for example, these examples. Shopping. It used to be that you would plan for an afternoon with your friends at the shopping mall and perhaps dinner. Now, just with a quick click of the mouse, you can get that dress and it'll be delivered to you. Instant gratification. Take, for example, correspondence. You used to agonize over a word that you would write in a letter, and you might even sleep on it overnight before sending that letter in the mail. That's the way it happened all the time. Now, just tweet it. Doesn't matter if it's inaccurate. Doesn't matter if it's misspelled. Doesn't matter if there's misinformation. Just send it out. No big deal. Take, for example, dating. You used to think about the word that you would say to kind of woo that person. And then you'd think about how you could build a friendship. And then you'd think about the restaurant you might invite. This would go on and on for months. Now, just go to a website, match.com, boom, you're done. Instant gratification. patience in the world today, it's not that patience is not relevant. It's that patience is the enemy. If you practice patience, you're not going to get the things that you want. My friends, there's another reason why your fuse may be running short as well. The choices that we make and the way we choose to live our lives. Your fuse may be short for life itself. When leaders make decisions or something happens in your life, you just don't have the time to research, or you don't have the time to think. You don't have the time to pause. Boom, explosion. Then all of a sudden you say something that you greatly regret. Maybe you have a short circuit or a short fuse for the people in your life. You tell your spouse to do something, and then they do the exact opposite. There isn't time to walk away to another part of the house. There isn't time to really think about the words that you're going to say. And then, boom, explosion. You do something harmful for someone that you deeply love. Statistics are showing that nearly 30 to 40% of households right now during the coronavirus pandemic are under extreme stress. And that stress is being displayed to spouses and to loved ones. We have a short fuse for God. What happens when God doesn't respond the way that we want, or we think that God doesn't really care for us? Boom, explosion. I'm done with God. I'm done with religion. You know, there are some drastic and challenging things that happen because of the short fuses that we have. The reality of it is, and research shows this over the last decade, that people are more anxious-filled, more angry, and more depressed than they ever have. Take that further, and the research actually says that we are less resilient, impatient, and thrown off by life's challenges. Do you want to be tough? Do you want to be resilient? Try practicing patience. That's toughness. The Apostle Paul says again, we rejoice in our sufferings. We rejoice in our sufferings because we know that those sufferings actually produce endurance. They work endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, Paul says. Now, you might be hearing this message and thinking, what a hypocrite. The Apostle Paul, he was one of the most impatient people to ever live on this earth. And that's truthful. If you think about how he's introduced in the Bible, Acts chapter 8, verse 3 describes Paul this way, in the very beginning of the Bible, the very beginning of the account of Saul, that's his earlier name, when it says this, Saul ravaged the church and entered the homes of the Christians and dragged them off. That is not the picture of patience, dragging people off, entering their homes. But here's the thing. Something went to work in Paul's heart, the Holy Spirit. And this man became patient. Think about some of these things that would happen later on in his life. We know that Paul had a physical infirmity. Galatians 4, Paul details this. He doesn't go into detail of what it is, but he does say that he has it. It would be an opportunity to build anger and resentment for how life went. Nope. Paul saw that as a way in which God could bring his glory through his weakness of the flesh. Only patience could lead him to such a conclusion. Paul would then, at the end of the book of Acts, experience shipwreck and ultimately be bitten by a snake. Boom, explosion, you'd think. Why, God, would you take me here to Malta? Nope, the Apostle Paul saw it as an opportunity to share the love of Jesus with those that lived on that island. Paul would be thrown into prison. Anger, resentment, explosion. No. He befriended the jailer And it's interesting what the text says in Acts 25. It says that Paul gave sermons, yes, based on Jesus, but actually based on this topic, self-control. He had patience. The Holy Spirit went to work, and a man that had a short fuse early on in life became a person that practiced patience, a long fuse. What made the difference in Paul's life? I have to believe that Paul had a clear vision of Jesus and a clear vision of how Jesus dealt with patience with him. You know, this Sunday is actually a Good Shepherd Sunday in the church here. And one of the earliest images of Jesus that we have discovered is a picture that we're going to take that you'll see here on your screen here in just a moment. It's actually a mosaic that was found in the catacombs of Priscilla in Rome. It dates to about the year 250 AD. During this time, it was actually illegal for Christians to show images. And so the Christians that put this mosaic up in the catacombs, this would have been against the rules, but it also would have been, more importantly, an inspiration to them of who Jesus was for them as they buried their relatives. And what is the picture of? Well, take a look. It's of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Two sheep down below and a lamb that he's carrying. It is the exact picture of patience. They knew that Jesus would be patient with them. And the Apostle Paul, too, knew that Jesus would be patient with him. And my friends, the good news for you today and for me is that Jesus is patient with us. Are you this morning thinking, my goodness, I've blown it in life with the decisions that I've made, and the only response that Jesus is going to give is an explosion in anger and resentment? Far from it. He offers you his forgiveness and everlasting patience. He's your good shepherd. Are you thinking as you plug in here this morning that you've given up on God and there's no way that God would want to be present in your life at all? Or that God would be angry at you for the choices you've made or the despair that you're living in the midst of this pandemic or the loss of faith that you've had in the midst of this pandemic? Explosion by Jesus? Nope. Jesus waits. He's patient and loves you. Come unto me, all of you who are weak and weary, and I will give you rest. My friends, there is nothing that you can do that can cause Jesus to explode or be upset. He's pure patience. His fuse never ends. And to prove it to you, this word endurance appears at another important part in the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says this, Jesus endured the cross. It's the same word as Romans chapter 5. It tells us that the attitude that Jesus had as he went to the cross was an attitude of patience for his sheep. Wow. My friends, one act of patience by you could make a huge difference in the world that we're living in right now. You know, garbage workers are having to work extra hard these days. And you can imagine how difficult it is. The things that they encounter and the places that they go could be susceptible more than any other place to the coronavirus and really getting that by the things that they touch. So you would think that most garbage workers would hurry along their route and be on their way. That way they can get home and be safe. Well, a friend of mine told me an amazing story that really touched them about their garbage worker. They did a very simple thing. You see, this friend of mine left something in their garbage. Running out, as they ran out to retrieve this item that they wanted back, the garbage truck and garbage worker inside arrived. What an awkward moment. They explained the situation to the garbage worker. The garbage worker patiently got out and insisted on going through the garbage to retrieve that one lost item. And that's what they did. And this person was so touched by that act, not because they got the lost item that had been thrown away, but for a tender act of patience in the midst of crisis and in the midst of hurry. That story was told throughout the neighborhood. What a difference one act of patience can make. Is your fuse short these days? There's no problem if it is, because we are living in unprecedented times. But here's the thing. The more we argue, the more that we act impatiently, the more that we insist on our way, actually the weaker we'll be. And the less resilient we'll actually be. And more importantly, the more we actually don't show that we're living the life of the Spirit inside. We choose a different route. We choose patience. And when we're patient, we're resilient, we're tough, and we're strong. And we'll never be put to shame. For the Apostle Paul says it in Romans chapter 5, we rejoice in our sufferings, for we know that in our sufferings, that our sufferings produce endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope never puts us to shame. Amen. And now, my friends, it's a time for you to consider some important questions about your fuse. How long is your fuse? How short is your fuse? Take a look for 20 seconds with these questions that are going to be shown to you. And we pray that as you live in these days, you grow in the fruit of the Spirit of patience, that your fuse is longer and longer.